Good morning and welcome to the conference call of Vision Wireless Technology, which is now starting. The conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Alex Chong, CFO, and Mr. Drew Burns, Investor Relations Manager of Vision, as the moderators of this conference. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good morning to everyone, and thank you for taking the time to tune into our conference call this morning. As was mentioned, my name is Drew Burns, IR Director of Vision Wireless Technology AG. With me, I have our CFO, Alex Chong, Chung Hung Bo, and our CTO, Mr. Hoodrew Hong, is here as well to answer any questions that you might have about the newer business fields into which we've been expanding, which are the industry-specific computing solutions and the mobile applications, both of which he is directly responsible for. We'll begin then on what is page 2 of the presentation with a quick overview of the company, and then I'll go into the business model as sort of a broad strokes overview just in case anyone participating in the call is sort of new to the company and not very familiar with the business model. Then I'll turn it over to Alex, who will go over our results for the year 2012, also with the operating results, then also with a look into the balance sheet and cash position. And then finally, we'll conclude with an outlook on what we expect for the year 2013 before opening it up to any questions. So if you begin on page 2 of the presentation, you see that we have major product groups being wireless data terminals and industry-specific application solutions. We also have another business segment, which is the wholly owned subsidiary known as Vision Onduo, which is the company through which Vision runs its mobile applications business and the online applications market. That company also serves as a platform and application store designer and operator for device manufacturers that do not have their own online application store presence. Product range covers all the technology standards and interfaces that are in operation in China. Our main clients, whether it be for software or for the hardware business that we do, which is the wireless data terminals, are China Telecom operators, China Telecom, China Unicom, and China Mobile. The core business of the company remains wireless data terminals. What that is specifically, you see on the following page, which is the wireless data cards, and then mobile 3G routers and embedded modules. Then the other product group you see down in the bottom left corner, the e-agency platform, the industry-specific application solutions, and the online applications run through the so-called B market. For a little bit of background, the first industry in which we've tried to expand in the industry-specific computing solutions business is the insurance industry. As you'll see later on in the introduction, we currently have a client base of 5 insurance industry clients to whom we provide the e-agency platform, which is a mobile application and platform that allows the door-to-door insurance agents to manage their schedule, their sales, and policies all through an online platform in what has been a traditionally based paper-based business. What our CTO talked about and what he sees going forward is that this will eventually move past simply providing applications and a platform to the agents and go directly to the clients with applications that can allow them to purchase insurance directly online without going through the agent. That essentially is a very broad strokes and macro introduction to our company. The key points are simply that we're active in the telecom space with major clients being the telecom operators, China Telecom, China Unicom, China Mobile. The traditional core business has been the wireless data terminal business segment, which is essentially wireless data cards and 3G wireless routers. And we've recently been expanding then into industry-specific application solutions, which is the primarily focused on the insurance industry at the moment. And then we also run mobile applications and software through the wholly owned subsidiary Vision Onduo, which does a wide range of applications, including recently heavier emphasis on gaming, which are run through its own online store, and then again does the platform construction and operation for hardware manufacturers that don't have their own online stores. With that, we'll go then into the 2012 financial results, beginning on page 4. I'll turn it to Alex, and he'll give an explanation of our results and then the balance sheet.
Okay, thank you, Drew, and good morning to everyone. You can refer to page 4, 2012 full-year financial results. You can see that our results are in line with our initial expectations and what we communicated in February with the release of our initial results. We are pleased to report that despite pricing pressure in our core business, we remained profitable and had a strong earnings per share figure of 37 cents per share, up 9% compared to 2011. On page 5, you can see that some of the reasons behind our results. Similar to 2011, the traditional core business, wireless data terminals, accounted for the majority of our results. Though this overall market is in a gradual secular decline, we are able to remain profitable through our strong market position and lean cost structure. Results in the other business segments remain slow, but we are confident we are continuing to make progress in these areas, and they will drive growth in our overall results long term. You might know we exited the consumer-oriented tablet PC market at the end of last year due to price competition. Therefore, we are now focus more resources on our industry-specific computing solutions and mobile application business. Additionally, our project Fujian Connection is proceeding as planned, with over 2,000 connections established and early sales efforts underway. On page 6, we see that we remain a very strong balance sheet. Our equity ratio is a strong 88%, and we finished 2012 with a net cash position of just over 130 million euros. Page 7 is our cash flow statement for the year. We finished the year with less cash than at the beginning of the year due to investment in working capital, dividend payment, and our share buyback program. However, we are still very well capitalized with cash per share of 7.83 euros. Management will propose that the AGM approve a dividend payment of 15% of 2012 net profits, which comes to 5.5 cents per share to be paid on the first business day following the AGM. Finally, our outlook for 2013 is shown on page 9. We expect revenue for the year between 60 and 70 million euros, with an EBIT margin between 8 and 10%. Within the business segment, we expect the wireless data terminal business segment to remain essentially steady compared to 2012, with small contributions from our broadband project, mobile applications, and the industry-specific computing solution business. With that, I thank you for listening, and we are now very happy to take questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchdown telephone. I will announce your name when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. For any of your questions, please press star 1. Thank you. Now, the first question we got is coming from Mr. Miles Räther from Warburg Research. Mr. Räther, your line is open up now.
Yes, good morning, and thanks for taking the question. Just one. Could you remind us of the CapEx requirements for the broadband development project in the next 2 to 3 years? Thank you.
Thank you very much for the question. Just one moment, please.
Okay, so regarding the Fujian broadband project, we will continue to invest. For this year, it will be around 20,000 houses, 20,000 connections, and in the next 2 years, it will be around 25 to 30,000 per year. And the average cost of connection is around 600 RMB. So basically, it will be around 10 million RMB to 20 million RMB in the next in this year and the 2 years after.
Does that answer the question you had?
Yes, thanks.
Okay. For further questions, please press star 1 again. Thank you. Seems to be no further question at this time.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, on behalf of Alex and He Zhihong, our CFO and CTO, I'd like to thank everyone again for tuning in to the call this morning. In the presentation that was circulated, there is contact information for our company, so if there are any questions that come up later on, we're always happy to be available for those. Thank you again to all of you, and wish everyone a nice day. Take care.
We want to thank Mr. Cheng, Mr. Burns, and all the participants of this conference. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.